Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
On Sunday, when the Chiefs take on the Panthers, Andy Reid could actually clinch his 19th season with double-digit wins. 19 years, that puts him only behind Bill Belichick and Don Shula, okay? Some of the greatest
Pretty
coaches of all time. And he obviously is already considered, Andy Reid, that is, one of the greatest coaches of all time. They each had 20 seasons with at least 10 wins. And this isn't a Hall of Fame discussion. This is what he is chasing. Maybe he won't publicly say it, but I think fans in Kansas City would certainly love for this to be the case, which is greatest coach of all time. And can he be considered that universally by the time his career is over? The biggest challenge, of course, is Bill Belichick. And I think whether or not Belichick coaches again is a huge factor in this, because right now, what, Andy's 5 or 6 wins off the playoff total win pace,
yes,
or mark for Bill Belichick. We know the rings, is another aspect of this too. And we know how it ended for Belichick. So if Belichick doesn't ever coach again, and we'll find out this offseason.
Well, Portari still wants to, but
right,
yeah.
But if he doesn't, then it really means Andy is going to for sure go out on a much higher note than Bill Belichick did. And maybe with another ring or two when it's all said and done. And the narrative around Andy is going to be way more positive as, oh yeah, that guy was the greatest coach of all time, because he's going to finish his entire career the way that Belichick had, of course, in the middle of his career.
When I look at it, like, the ring stuff is going to matter in some part of this, right?
Sure.
There's just no way that it's not going to. That's just the way it works. I never think you have to get to the total number in order for me to think that way. Like, for instance, Shula, right, who is the coach, he is one behind, same as the other, one behind in the total number of 10 win seasons, which I actually think is a great measuring stick of how good of a coach you are. That just means you are consistently great. All you do is win, 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 win. Hell, Mike Tomlin's got to be coming up on that number two at this rate, seeing how the man never has a losing season. But when you look at it, Shula coached in an era where free agency didn't exist.
Yep.
Like, no offense, like, that is playing in a whole different rule set.
But that's why I think Andy Reid, it's an Andy Reid-Belichick conversation,
agreed,
not an Andy Reid-Shula. Also, Andy's now 7 wins clear of Shula in the postseason,
agreed,
and he's already, you know, Super Bowl ring-wise, too. He's already in the same number.
So, much like Patrick Mahomes, with one more ring, Andy Reid becomes the second most prolific Super Bowl winning coach in NFL history. He'll be at 4. The only other person at 4 is Chuck Knoll, then Bill Belichick at 6. I think simply by winning the Super Bowl sometime in the next 2 years, as long as Bill Belichick never wins one again, I think you can make an argument for Andy Reid as the single greatest coach of all time. He did a huge chunk of this without the all-time great quarterback. Bill Belichick did it all with an all-time great quarterback. Every single one of his accomplishments, all 6 Super Bowl wins, all of those 10-win seasons, all the things that Bill Belichick has accomplished is with the single most effective quarterback in NFL history. Right now, people's single greatest quarterback in NFL history. All of it was that. Half of Andy Reid's accomplishments are with Donovan McNabb and Michael Vick and Kevin Cobb and Alex Smith. About a third of his, you know, like the other half, or a third or what, it's probably 2/3 with those guys and a third with Patrick Mahomes. He gets some points for that.
That should be weighed into this. And I do think, just from a narrative perspective, ending your career the way it looks like Andy's going to end it is going to be strong. And let's just be real. If we're going to talk about the narrow margin, and that's always important to know, whether we're talking about quarterback greatest of all time, no, we are going to nitpick on these conversations, because we're literally talking about the greatest of all time. Not, is he a Hall of Famer? That's already settled. Same
just
with Mahomes.
Between the single biggest conversation.
And so part of the narrative, and two people have texted this in as well, we were going to get there as well. There's the head-to-head stuff, sure, where Bill Belichick, I believe, has a winning record against Andy. But the cheating stuff will get brought up. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to say, Andy Reid did not cheat. He did not have Spygate. He did not have Deflategate, even though that one was
that
a little
one
more
was bogus.
But Spygate was the big one, obviously.
That one was for real.
The Spygate was the biggest one. He didn't have that around his career either. And if we're talking about the narrow margin, and Andy is one ring off when it's all said and done, let's say, but he has more playoff wins than Bill Belichick when it's done. And he you know, overall wins are very close. And he's coming off potentially a Super Bowl when he retires, or within the last 3 years or something like that, when ultimately he retires. I think that will matter for a lot of people. Not in New England. Obviously, they're going to always say it's Belichick. I get that. I'm talking about the masses, the folks that are the historians of the game that are going to ultimately be part of this conversation and fans.
Convincing a national TV audience on a coast. By the way, owned is a little bit strong. Andy Reid is 5-7 career against Bill Belichick.
I didn't say owned, I don't think.
No, somebody on the text line did. I think you read their text line and been like, Bill owned Andy head-to-head.
He had a better record. Yeah.
5-7. Now, and you're going to be like, well, he beat him in the playoffs twice. Okay, but one time was with Alex Smith versus Tom Brady. So that, same problem involved. Now, one was Patrick Mahomes versus that. I will say in his first full year as an NFL starter. So again, I am allowed context in this situation. But some of the numbers that you should be surprised by, again, considering which quarterback they got to do the majority of it with. As it sits right now, Andy Reid is only 5 playoff wins behind Bill Belichick all time. Only 5. That is crazy impressive, considering, again, the two quarterbacks, if you look at the 20 years comparatively. That impresses me a lot. And I get it. He now is racking up those totals because of the quarterback that he has.
And there's not the double bye. Some people would say there's not the double bye.
And there's not the double bye, so you are able to pick up more wins. Although, again, I would make the argument that makes it harder to win in the postseason and harder to win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, the whole in-number game is now more difficult by the fact that if you are not the number one seed, you were not guaranteed only 2 games before getting to a Super Bowl, adding a completely different challenge to the mix. I think Andy is pretty simply 1 Super Bowl and a few more continued seasons like this away, assuming Bill Belichick doesn't accomplish something either in a new coaching venture or not. Because here's the other thing. Andy Reid's going to win this by default. If Bill Belichick comes back to coach and he takes, let's say, the Jags job, and it doesn't go great.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying about how they end their
that's
career.
That's going to hurt.
That's what I'm saying about how they, like, the fan and what is, call it recency bias, fine. But that will factor in for a lot of people. If Andy's out there going to Super Bowls in his final couple of years and Bill Belichick either is retired the way he did, or what you just said, that he comes back and he doesn't make the playoffs, or he's out
it's
in the wild card weekend.
Yeah.
I think that will impact someone. Like, this is why these conversations are a ton of fun. 913-586-7965. Someone said Shula did it when there were fewer games, therefore fewer opportunities. Shula should always be number one, from David in Kansas City. I love these conversations because there are fair points. You can certainly make some points for each individual. I don't think the comparison, when it's all said and done, is going to be between Shula, Andy, and Bill Belichick.
Mostly because a lot of people would be having that conversation, won't remember watching Don Shula coach. Well,
maybe that's fair too.
Or will remember watching him coach, but like in the 80s when, like, or the early 90s when the Dolphins were fine under Marino, but not a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah, I think when the career is finally capped off for both Belichick and Andy, whenever that is, I don't think the conversation will be about more than just those two individuals for greatest of all time. But these are kind of fun. We'll revisit this coming up a little bit later on.